It's now time for the Ned and Josh podcast.
Look, this is not my idea of a good time.
All right, strap in. Here we go.
Welcome to the Ned and Josh podcast for another day. Ned, how are you on board for a Tuesday? Welcome in.
I'm fine for a Tuesday.
Yeah, great.
It's not been enough of the day for me to be bored or, but honestly, satisfied either. So yeah. I'm in like no man's land.
Tuesday,
I'm in purgatory.
It has something to do. It's got to impress you today.
It's at least got to make an imprint on
yeah,
me.
Yeah, cool.
Good or bad.
Yeah, fantastic.
I'll take either.
Hopefully the show does exactly the same thing for you. You feel like rating it 5 stars wherever you're listening to it on any podcast platform that does good podcasts. I will say this very, very clearly. It helps us a lot, so we'd appreciate
yeah,
if you could
does.
Go and do that. Thank you very much. But Ned, speaking of helping our ventures out, you once again not at my trivia that I host here in Canberra at PJ's in the City on a Monday night.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay.
I'm also not sorry, but
no, I know, I said it's okay.
It's
I was forgiving.
Nicer to sound that
I was
way.
Pretending like you were pretending to be sorry. Yeah. I was pretending you meant you
yeah.
were sorry.
Yeah, so nice.
It's just all the delusional denial.
Playing here. Pretend on a Tuesday it's, morning
it helps rather than hurting the feelings. But look, I've actually.
Do you want me there?
Yeah.
Or do you think it'd be a distraction?
No, I don't want you there.
Because when I took over for 2 weeks, by the second week, people were naming teams after like things about me. Like that,
yeah.
The team at your trivia named Bring Back the Mo.
Yeah, okay.
Another one called one was called Where's Josh? But
yeah.
It was in reference to me because...
How so?
Why?
Well, because you were there.
They could see me. And it wasn't Where's Ned and Josh. It was just Where's Josh?
I would say that's probably not that's not a positive.
Well, the lack of Josh... I don't think it's a positive either, but the lack of Josh means that there was an influx. Flux of Ned.
An abundance of Ned. No, look, the reason I've brought any of this up is because I've realized that I am now essentially trying, like an amateur DJ, trying to get people to come to my trivia night.
Okay.
So it's like I'm a club promoter or something, but like the nerdiest version of that. It's not for a party.
Yeah.
It's not for a rave.
No.
It's to answer questions based on general knowledge. And I'm trying to get people on board for that.
It's not even like cheaper drinks.
I can't offer you cheap drinks.
It's like you don't work at the bar. You just run the trivia there.
I can offer you a chance to prove your knowledge.
Yeah.
Like it's essentially if a librarian was trying to get people to come to a library. It's very similar to that.
So you're promoting it on this podcast, which means it needs to sort of carry some weight. What if, like, if you go to Josh's trivia, I'm trying to think of a secret that I'd be okay with you telling people.
Ooh.
But only in person. If they come down, what's a secret? Like, just tell me what the secret is. Don't tell me what it is, but, like, tell me what it relates to. Give
the
me
a birthmark?
Ooh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I've got two. One's on the back of my neck. That's not. Who cares?
Nah, we'll talk about
the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the darker one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So if you go to Josh's trivia, he'll tell you where. You're talking about my birthmark,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have it? You have a birthmark?
Mm-mm. No. I got one on the side of my neck, but I found out the other day that I need to keep an eye on that because you can have them for years and then they turn into something dangerous. So, I've got to keep an eye on that because it's more of a mole, but it's been there since I was like 6. So
mine. To add more in, not intention, but intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
Unless I was completely naked, you wouldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Josh's trivia every Monday night to find out where Ned's birthmark is.
And to add more intrigue, if it was on the outside, you'd have to like cover it up with makeup. It's so oddly shaped and offensive that you'd have to cover it up with makeup.
It is funny that I said I would have to be naked for you to see it, and you've seen it.
Mm.
I guess it's not that funny. You and I have seen each other naked a bunch of times.
Can I be clear here, right? Let's just stop.
Yeah.
I was making a joke.
Yeah, I know.
This whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know what birthmark you're talking about.
Yeah, you do.
You've agreed with everything I'm saying so far, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Because I was going to make an STD joke, and then I decided not to, and I changed it to birthmark.
Now your jokes make a lot more sense, hurtful.
I was like, and then I'm trying to make it sound like you've got some really offensive symbol on you somewhere birthmark.
You have not seen my birthmark.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Maybe I'll do it. Oh, should I show you now, and then you can give a live reaction, and then... Maybe this will intrigue people even further. And you actually, if you've never
I
seen it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So you know the one about the back of my neck.
I know the one on the back of your neck.
That looks
like
a strawberry birthmark. It's like very red.
It's very red.
Right, you ready?
It's like a rash.
Listen to this.
Oh, that's buckles.
Ready? that was my zipper.
Okay, yep. Oh, yeah.
It's like...
Oh, you wouldn't have to be completely naked. You'd have to be in Speedos.
That's true. Or a thong or something. I'll say what it looks like and then you can bleep it out if you want to add even more mystery. Yeah, but yeah, it looks like a thought bubble.
I'm not bleeping out that.
No, I'm just saying if you want to keep it a mystery.
Oh,
or
I see what you're saying.
It's not bad. I'm just saying it looks like a thought bubble.
No, we'll bleep it out. That's
Do you think it looks like a thought bubble?
Oh, no, now I can't bleep it out.
Yeah, because I've said it like seven times. Anyway, I'm going to do my pants back up. And let's get on with the rest of the podcast. What deodorant was your favorite as a kid?
I used to like Lynx Vice. And
yeah, that's right. And one birthday I bought you, I found like the old Lynx Vice.
I think the Lynx company, which if I'm not mistaken is Unilever, mm-hmm. one of the biggest corporations in the world, the fact they ever got rid of Lynx Vice, stupid.
Shame.
It was the only Lynx they had that smelt really good.
Like, yeah, it was
the
like
rest
cologne.
Were like, oh, that's Lynx. Yeah. This one was like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, do you like... I don't know. Did you think that Lynx Africa smelt good?
No.
See,
I thought it smelled like Lynx Africa, which then I thought was cool. So in high school, I was like, oh, this smells cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if it smells good.
That's true. And I honestly don't think I've smelt it in so long that I don't even really... I mean, if someone sprayed it, I immediately would be like, oh, that's Lynx Africa.
But you need to go to a gym in Gungahlin once sniff. School's back. Because like kids all go there on their lunch break. Yeah. And you're like, whoa,
oh,
this smells
wow.
like PE.
Yeah.
The gym I'm paying for. Very weird.
But I love... like, I think it's just like deep down in every... like. In everyone's brains that maybe went to school between like 2003 to 2012, I think you know instantly the whiff of Africa.
Who's the youngest listener of the podcast we know? Blake in New Zealand listens.
He's pretty young. He's like 17.
Someone get in touch with us. Do high school kids still use Lynx? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if that's still a thing. I'm so far removed at this point.
Well, I tell you who is using Lynx Africa.
Mm-hmm.
British sheep farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
sure. Leave it there. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for coming to the podcast today.
Unfortunately,
no more context.
We've really taken it up to the last minute, guys. We actually don't have any more time for content.
My computer's out of hard drive space.
Look, we'll come back to this tomorrow.
No, okay, so obviously, why?
Why?
Why,
well,
are they
why do you think? Like, just obviously,
do sheep really enjoy the way it smells?
You're very close, but not really. So, obviously, in sheep paddocks, you want to kind of keep the sheep and the ram separated. Now, sheeps, or ewes, as I should call refer to them.
Are you telling me that female sheeps, ewes, is actually a Lynx effect? Are you saying that they go...
Okay, so I'm saying...
I'm so excited with where this is going. This is bizarre.
There is a Lynx effect, but not the advertised one that you would potentially get from Lynx, okay? So they have to separate the ewes and the rams. Ewes can hang out. They just chew grass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eat poo if they... I don't know if sheep
do that. The rams make more sheep and fight and...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. But that's it. It's like you put like a bunch of rams together. It's sort of like putting the fighting fish together.
Yeah.
They want to fight.
Yeah.
And it's not... They want to find who the dominant one is. And once you find that, it's like, well, that one's going to dominate the rest.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have a bit of a problem. So farmers are trying to like figure out a way to stop rams fighting. What they've started doing, and apparently it works better than any of like the branded, hey, this will make your rams less aggressive.
They'll be docile.
Spraying them with Lynx Africa masks their hormones that mm-hmm. like set off the, you know how animals set off hormones where it's like
pheromones.
I want to fight and
mm-hmm.
I'm the strongest here, and if anyone has a problem with that, come and fight me. Apparently it masks that scent completely, and so these rams are getting along happy. They've said there's no argy bargy, no rowing.
It's the Lynx effect.
It is the Lynx effect, not as designed.
Not as designed.
Because it makes you docile, I guess.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
And what's more interesting is in this moment, because rams have horns, don't they?
Yes. Yeah, they've got the big horns.
Just not to sidetrack this whole thing.
I know.
I didn't know that sheep... Like,
oh, hang
news,
on, sorry.
Like, I didn't know that... So you're telling me every time I see a paddock full of sheep
mm-hmm.
and they don't have horns, mm-hmm. they're all girl sheep? Are there boy sheep that don't have horns?
This is like... Because I know girl cows can have horns and boy cows can have horns.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
No, yeah, you did.
I didn't actually know that.
Yeah, you did. Because think... Yes, you did.
No, I didn't. I didn't know girl cows could have horns.
Yes, you did. Think of a cartoon cow. What's a cartoon cow?
I don't often base a lot of my cow knowledge on Heifer from Rocco's Modern Life. Like,
well, Heifer's a perfect example of it not being true because, like, what separates...
Heifer's a Nickelodeon cow, you moron.
Yeah,
are you basing this off of?
Heifer has udders, though, doesn't he? Because that's what...
He's not a real cow!
Yeah, well, who knows? Does he have
Someone spray some links. We're fighting.
No, Heffa. Okay. Good. Yeah. Let's squash this beef immediately.
No argy bargy. Is a scenario that I'm about to run past you where you could make a case for something being my fault, but I don't believe it was.
That's usually what I do.
Yeah.
When you and I are involved in something and it goes wrong, I'm like, how can I pin this on Josh?
Just Josh.
Yeah. How do I get out of this scot-free as also a business partner and best friend?
I pulled up to a red light earlier today.
Good.
Stopped, yeah, as you're supposed
correct.
To. But then the right lane arrow next to me turned green. Mm. And I did that thing where it was in my peripheral and I just lurched forward a tiny bit because I was like, oh no, that's not me.
I think I know exactly what you're about to say.
Semi-trailer truck next to me then took off and ran a red light.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, no one was hurt. Everything was fine. Mm-hmm. I mean, and what I did learn here is the semi-trailer truck kind of commands the intersection if it wants to.
Yeah.
Like, everyone just stopped and got out of its way.
Yep.
But the truck driver, I think what happened was a domino effect where
the arrow
made me go, oh, and then he saw me and I made him go.
Yep.
And it was too late at that point. He was already rolling in his big 18-wheeler. And I thought to myself, was that my fault?
Mm.
Or... he's a professional driver.
Yeah, it's his
probably
job.
Don't be so knee-jerk reaction-y.
100%.
With your giant rolling weight.
You are casually, socially driving. This is this guy's job.
He's a professional of the road.
He has insurance for his job at his car insurance.
Yeah.
I've done the same. It was the same thing except I was going to turn right and the regular light went green. And so I lurched forward and there was two lanes that were turning right. And the other person in the other lane just went, they nearly got cleaned up by the light rail.
I was going to say, that's horrific.
And
that's a scarier scenario due to the potential to be T-boned.
Exactly.
That is very, very scary.
They nearly got hit by the light rail, stopped, and then they were just sort of like in the intersection and people just driving around them or whatever. But I thought to myself the exact same thing. I'm like, would that have been my fault?
Would that have technically been my fault? No. I don't think it would have been.
Because
everyone's
responsible for their own driving.
Yes, but I really, really, really will be giving it a second from this point forward when I'm at a traffic light. I'll be going green. Yeah. Green means go. All right, here we go.
You and I have had the exact same experience because for about a week afterwards, I was like, I'm just going to leave it an extra second because
if I get honked, I get honked. Yeah. It's better than accidentally sending a semi-trailer truck into the intersection.
Because whilst legally, sure, you'd be fine. I mean, morally,
I don't know
feel
how
pretty
I,
bad.
I don't know how I'd live with myself. How old do you want to live to? Like,
ideally?
Yeah.
94.
Nah, I want 100.
You want to actually get to
I do. 100? I want the triple digits. I mean, there's nothing I do in my life at the moment in terms of eating, exercising, anything that's going to indicate that I'll get there. But no, I would love, no, I'd love to hit triple digits.
You know what? I was going to say, like, I just have no interest. Like, who cares?
Yeah.
What's the? I reckon by 94, I'd be like, nah, let's call time. But
you'd be 90, you're 6 years away from being 100.
And I think it's actually a good thing because, like, my great grandma died on her 100th birthday.
Incredible.
And I think the fact that that happened, she died on her 100th birthday, I remember her more because that happened.
Yeah.
Like, my great-uncle died only a couple of months after her. He was, like, in his late 80s, but I don't really remember. On 100, Nana Willie, what an innings.
An absolute icon.
Yeah.
And
Nana Willie.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Not that she wasn't already an icon.
Yeah. With a name like that.
Hilarious name. But
it was Wilhelmina.
The thing here is that there is something that is actually combined two of my interests, aviation and people who are 100 and living till 100.
Okay.
There's a lady by the name of Patricia who is having, and by the way, this article is fascinating because it says, does not want to share her surname.
Fair enough.
And yet, there's a photo of her. So she's got a very interesting relationship with anonymity. She's like, take my photo and put it on the BBC's website.
But no last name.
No last name.
Yeah. Also, how scammed can you get at 100?
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. Well, interesting you say that because this is what the story is about. It's not a scam. It's a mistake that keeps happening. So Patricia's 101 years old.
So she was born, in 19... Nah. Nah.
She's about to be 103, if that helps.
So she was born in 1922. Yeah, 22.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you think,
No, sorry, she's about to be 102.
Yeah, but roughly around there. Do you think that, like, For some reason to me, Patricia is like an older person's name, but not that older. Do you think calling a kid Patricia then would be like calling a kid like...
Xavier.
Or like Orange or like something very out there.
I don't think there are a lot of 101-year-olds by the name of Patricia.
That's what I mean. Yeah, everyone's been called like Judith.
I think that's a pretty trendy name back in the day.
Yeah, a lot of ifs.
The problem that's happening with Patricia is the airline keeps thinking she's a baby. Because it takes
Benjamin Button.
It takes the because she's so old. When she goes to book and people book for her, it just whacks the 100 off.
She's been Y2K.
Yeah, she's been Y2K.
So the airline, think she's 3.
American Airlines booking system thinks she's a baby.
She's been Y2K.
So she keeps rocking up, ready for a flight.
The computers have reset.
Hang on. We don't have a spare seat. We thought you were going to sit in your mum's lap. It's like, no, that's my great granddaughter, actually.
Yeah. A lot of places nowadays, like, get the year just by the last two. So I put in 94. Easy. If she, for her, she's putting in, like, 21.
Yep.
And it's like, love, you're not 2 years old. 100%. She's like, no, I'm 102. You're like, oh, Jesus, you are.
Imagine. Because I say something that happens now that makes me feel a bit older is when I go into the drop-down menu for, like, signing up for a website and I have to scroll a little bit to get to 1991. Back when I was younger, you just, it was there.
It was like, boom.
It was like, if you want to be signing up, you're in the top. But now I scroll.
Mm.
Imagine having to scroll, like, 8 times to get through decades and decades and decades.
I think at 103, it's not like, God, I feel old. It's like, when I was born, nothing existed.
Yeah.
Nothing. Nothing. Like, everything
we
is
hadn't,
new.
We hadn't even heard of a drop-down menu. I'm not going to use a drop-down menu. I refuse.
Imagine the internet being in the twilight of your life.
You're like,
it came around, and by that point, I was 60, so who cares?
Patricia, she's on flights all the time.
She's doing
booking online. She's making the most of it. I love it.
I also love that, I mean, this is a huge assumption about Patricia, but I like that essentially, I like to think that she's sort of like a daredevil gambler. And she's like, I might die on this flight, but you know what? That's not going to be my problem.
I think
it'll be everyone else around me.
I think, you know how when airlines sometimes, like if you're born on a flight, the baby gets free air travel for life.
Yeah, how's
this
going to
go? If you die on a flight, in your will, you should be able to give one of your family members free flights forever. I think it's fair.
Yeah, it is fair, but that also implies that means you knew you were going to die on a flight. You put it in your will somewhere that you're like, hey, if I die on a flight, give it to Jamie.
Yeah, no frequent flight, no nursing home for me, just frequent flights. Yeah. That's what I'm going to be doing. I'll be in the air all the time.
I'm going to start adding a word. I don't know if it's two words or if it's one word, but I'm going to start adding it to my vocabulary because I think it's great. Makes everything way funnier. Essentially, anytime I'm inconvenienced or anything bad happens to me, which, if you've been listening to this podcast, I've gotten over the hump. I wish I'd kind of decided this like maybe 4 months ago because I would have had so much fun. It probably would have got me through a lot of the things
a lot quicker.
Dogs
getting hit by cars and, like, you know, people...
Careers ending.
You're really having a series of unfortunate...
Relationships ending,
A series of unfortunate events.
At one point...
You were Lemony Snicket.
Yeah, I really was. At one point...
actually, he writes them. You were the Baudelaire children.
Yeah, that's
anyway,
exactly
we're
right.
We're too into it now.
I was that little baby. Yeah. But at one point, like during the end of last year... Sorry, I am Sunny. During the end of last year, you and I both were like, I'm like, I wonder what else is going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, at this point, I'm jobless, girlfriendless, dogless. Mm. What? That's surely got to be it. I'm heading towards broke as well. Yep. So, like, what's left? If only I'd thought of this word, would have changed everything around, I'd imagine. I'd at least have a better attitude about my life.
What's the word?
Give me something that's something bad that's happened, and I'll put the word into the new thing. So, like, what's something that's inconvenient that's happened to you this week?
Okay, I got my Strata bill in the mail, and it's like thousands of dollars.
Okay, that's perfect. Okay, so instead of you going like, oh, check the mail and the Strata once again, $1,000 bill. I come around. I'm like, what? You seem like you're in a bad mood. What's going on? And you go like this. Like, I want you to click as well. You click and go like this. I was outfoxed by the Strata group again. I'm going to start saying outfoxed for everything. Because to say, instead of like, I lost my job, I was outfoxed.
By employment.
By employment. My employees outfoxed me once again. It makes everything sound like they've just someone got one up on me.
Yeah.
Like the Strata Group is going out of their way to be vindictive about sending you these bills.
The only thing I hope now, and because I mean I'm not upset about this. I think anything you can do to make your life a little bit better for you, that's great. And I think everybody, as long as you're not hurting anybody, get through life as happily as you can.
Yeah.
The thing I worry about is it's going to come back to bite all of us on the ass on the podcast because you're going to be witness to some horrific event and then be interviewed by the news and go, well, that fire really outfoxed everyone, didn't it? Like, and I'm going to go, no, mate, that was the wrong time to try and put a spin on
you've
it, all right?
You've become too comfortable without foxing.
Yeah, no, outfoxing, that's just a horrific tragedy,
so
all right?
So keep it whimsical, that's what you're saying?
Yeah, keep it very whimsically related.
I'll only be whimsically outfoxed
in
from
fact,
now on.
Let's not be outfoxed in front of a camera ever. Let's just go with that. If you've got an interview, if a news camera's in your face, don't use the phrase outfoxed.
Yeah, but microphones, I guess they're okay?
No, actually, scrap it.
No
scrap
outfoxing.
The whole thing, Yesterday on the podcast, we had a quick chat about the fact that now that I'm a bit older and very happy in my relationship with my lovely partner, Carrie, I just do things that I want to do when it comes to fashion. Like, I'm like, you know what? I think this looks cool. So I'm not so worried now about like...
Will the public find me attractive?
The joke I made yesterday was basically, only if Carrie makes fun of me do I then go, oh, what am I doing? You know? Found out last night that's not even true.
What do you mean?
I have, since my overseas trip, I bought one overseas, I've gotten a little bit into the old wearing of a chain. I don't mind wearing a little necklace, little tiny discreet necklace.
Mm.
I've always thought they look cool when I see other people doing it, and I was like,
you're not icing yourself out, though.
Why am I not doing that? Yeah. I think it looks cool.
You're not iced out, though. No,
it's not. It's subtle.
There's no diamonds in your chain.
No, God, no.
It's also not a Cuban link. It's actually quite subtle.
It's quite subtle. Yeah. And I like it. And I just think it kind of, I don't know.
I think it's fine.
I just sort of go, oh, yeah, cool. I catch myself in the mirror and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm wearing that. Cool.
up until now, when you start describing how you're like, oh, I'm fine with it. I don't care about it at all. It's fine. I don't think about it. I think it's fine until you do that. Until you justify to me how little
and
you
shimmy
care
my
about
shoulders
it.
While I'm like, yeah,
and
cool.
Shimmy
it's
around.
Cool. It's cool.
Before you say that, I think it's fine.
Carrie referred to me yesterday as like confused. She said, you're confused about what look you're going for. She goes, because I had a, I had like a checkered, like a, I can't think of the word.
Flannel.
Yeah, flanny. I had a flanny on with a singlet and then also the chain.
Yeah.
And she's like,
that is a confused
look.
She's
like, you look like a lumberjack that wants to go to the gym, but then also is a rapper. And I'm like, yeah, okay. She's like,
you look like the personification of what's that song that Nelly did with that country singer, Tim McGraw. You look like the personification of that song
as a person.
Exactly right.
I found this is the problem, right? I always thought if Carrie starts making fun of the way I look, I'm going to change the way I look because, you know, I care about impressing her.
I'm sticking with it.
Like last night, I actually defended the chain. Went, you know what? I enjoy it.
I defended the chain, which clearly you're so good at.
I just went, I enjoy it. What's wrong? It's not hurting anyone. It's not offensive to look at. And you know what? It's quite fashionable. Yeah. A lot of guys doing it at the moment, and I'm not feeling bad about it. And she was like, it's not my favorite thing.
Yeah, she's like, look, I'm glad that you love it because I really don't. And then you started going, because it's all in my head. I've been here over and over again.
I'm wearing the chain over and over again.
I keep stressing all in my head.
Yeah. I think it's more the outfit. So we'll see. We'll see. Just so everyone's like the silence you've just heard, by the way.
It's me thinking.
No, that was so from the second the sound effect just stopped then in this edit till when I'm talking now, that was me saying to Ned, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
And you just sat there for that. Like, what possibly were you waiting for?
I've
just
got the time
to be right.
I've got to now. Yeah, it's like jumping rope. I was waiting for my time to jump in. I've got to find a better story because
This is what we're talking about now. Because this is every day we record the podcast. Yeah. You just sit there. I go, all right, go. And then you sit there for 15 seconds and inevitably I have to stop it again and start it again because there's so much silence on the front of it.
So what happens is that Josh will go to me, are you you ready to go? And to his credit, I always say yes.
And then I press record and sit here for 15 seconds.
But what happens on my side of the table here is I go, you go, are you ready? And I go, yes. As in like, yes.
And you lie.
And then I'll go, no, but I mean
you're
like,
not ready.
I mean yes as in like, I'm ready to start thinking about it. Not like I'm ready to do it now. It's like if the starter's pistol on like the, at a, like a running race meant like, all right, now tie up your shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, everyone get their socks on. Bang. And now shoes. Bang. And now get into your positions. Bang. And now
all I
run. Bang.
All I ask moving forward is a concerted effort to when I say, are you ready to go? Yeah. Understand that I'm about to press record and start speaking.
But I feel bad because it's like, nah, not even a little bit. Like, I'm not even like, my brain was not even close to even thinking
then
about
don't
it.
Don't say you're ready to go.
Yeah, but then that's worse to admit, hey, no, my brain's not even close ready to ready.
No, no. I prefer it. Yeah. I would prefer that.
Because it also is me admitting, hey, my brain can't even like, I'm not even able to think right now. Like, you're going to need to give me 10 seconds to even, like, start my brain up to think.
Yeah, people who subscribe to this podcast, by the way, they're across that. They're across that your brain doesn't work a lot of the time.
Someone came into the bar yesterday and they were like, do you script the podcast? I hope she hears this part.
Wow, what a creative choice they made. God, make they it really sound like they're the idiots.
I can't believe how much stuttering they put in the script.
Well, that was the Ned and Josh podcast. Make sure to find the boys on socials. Just search at Ned and Josh.